If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome into the Gym Class Friday edition, coming your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Coming up, reaction to the Packer-Bear game last night, reaction to the Cyclone-Longhorn game last night, a look ahead to Iowa State and our Iowa and Michigan State, we should say, and plenty more, including the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, and we'll talk Iowa volleyball with Coach Bon Szymanski. All that coming up on the Gym Class Friday edition on KGYM. And this afternoon, broadcasting on the main gym, 1600 AM, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Welcome aboard. Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. 106.3 FM, you are getting the tailgate tour. And that is from down at Solon today as the Spartans, unbeaten, get ready to take on Fort Madison and the Bloodhounds, the alma mater of our friend Brent Balbinot. He was a Bloodhound, you know.
He was.
Back in the day. And
once a Bloodhound, always a Bloodhound, right?
Correct. Why not, right? Why not, right? And so that's the game tonight on 106.3 FM, 1600 AM, 107.5. You will get the Marion Indians and the Storm and Pointers of Center Point Urbana coming your way tonight. Approximately 7 o'clock with both of those games, and you can catch them on KGYM. After the game, it is the scoreboard show, and that will be with Jeff Downing, taking you from 10 o'clock until midnight coming up this evening. Plenty to get to. Bon Szymanski is going to join us coming up in just a little bit. We'll preview Iowa and Michigan State some more, get your reaction to Thursday night football, college and pro style last night as well, and we wrap things up with the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit as Mark tries to make it 4 out of 5 and replace John Cranton.
How about that?
Jim Feist's staff out in Las Vegas. Good afternoon. How you be today?
I'm good. Heavy night of research last night between listening to your ball game, watching Iowa State, watching the Bears and Packers, reviewing the President's Cup. It was just tough duty.
It was tough duty. It was a great sports day yesterday. Speaking of the President's Cup, can you update us on that?
I can in just a couple minutes here. The team of Spieth and Reed, apparently the what would you call them, a super duo. They're unbeaten in international competition. I think they were down 2 holes with. Through 14, I believe. I'll give you updates here in a second.
Spieth whiffed on one. It was a tough shot, but he was kind of, the ball was above his feet in a big way, and he kind of swung and missed.
I have no idea what that's like.
No, we don't. We're kidding.
Maybe find out this weekend.
Yeah, we might. We might find out this weekend. So we'll, have you found it yet, or you're spinning over there? This is riveting radio, you know.
I'm going to give you a thumbs up when I got it.
Okay, very good. Very good. Text line open at 319-366-1600. We ask you to please text today. Kyle's doing double duties, handling the south tailgate and also helping us here a little bit, going from one studio to another. So if you could, we ask you to please do that today to interact with us here on the program. Iowa State last night, 17-7, fell to the Texas Longhorns. I was at my game out of Kingston Stadium, so... I defer to you on this one. I saw the highlights. I took in the reports, whatever the case may be. We wondered which defense Texas would bring to Ames, and they brought the good defense last night to Ames and held a pretty potent Iowa State offense to 7 points last night.
It was a good Texas defense. I don't think Iowa State's offense helped a great deal in that regard. That was probably the most surprising thing to me in watching that game. I expected a lot more points, especially out of Iowa State. I was really shocked. David Montgomery only ran the ball 9 times.
Yeah.
Now, early on, Texas was really tough on that Iowa State running game. But you've got a guy who leads the country in, what is it?
Missed tackles.
A real playmaker. And then you asked Jacob Park to throw it 48 times. And that was not a good recipe.
When I saw the stats after the game, the first thing that jumped out at me was 48 attempts. And I said, that's not good for Iowa State. Because if Park throws that many times, that means something's out of kilter a little bit. Did Iowa State, did they get away from the game plan too early, or was that the game plan in its own right?
I don't think it was the game plan in its own right. I think if I had to bet, Iowa State, for whatever reason, got away from the game plan. And most coaches are going to want a mixture of run and pass. And once Iowa State started putting it in the air time after time, I think it made it that much easier in Texas's defense. And a lot of times, Texas only rushed 3 or 4 guys and still put pressure on Park. So the offensive line struggled last night.
Yeah, it did a little bit. But Texas has got a very talented defense. They're coming on. Tom Herman's not going to be satisfied with 17 points. I know that. But I said before the year Iowa State had to beat Texas Tech and Texas, or at least one of them, to get to a bowl game. Do you still stick with your 6-6 prediction now that Iowa State has lost to the Texas Longhorns?
I am going to. Just because I think Iowa State will learn from this game. It's got some time off now between its next game. And I still think this is a pretty good football team and growing defensively. I think the big bugaboo is going to be the offensive line and whether it can be a dominating component of the offense. And I think it's still got to grow in that regard. But I'm not going to give up on Iowa State yet.
Iowa State's going to have to beat somebody that they are not favored to beat. Don't think it's going to be Oklahoma in Norman.
It happens a lot. No.
They're going to beat Kansas, so you got to think 3-3. And then that toss-up game at Texas Tech. Let's just say, for argument's sake, a win. Say Iowa State goes to Lubbock and wins. 4-3. And then at home to take on TCU. That is going to be tough. That is going to be difficult. Let's say 4-4. At West Virginia is going to be tough. Oklahoma State in Ames, doable, but going to be tough. Probably will get Baylor in Waco, but will Baylor play like they did against Oklahoma and come out and do that? And then Iowa State closes the year against Kansas State down in Manhattan. So 2-3. Yeah, the road became a lot tougher last night.
It did.
The road became a lot tougher last night. A couple things there. Iowa State, just by reading accounts from media people, anyway, sounded like Iowa State kind of lost their cool in a couple of situations. The play early, the 15-yard penalty, and I know Iowa State people weren't very happy about it, kind of the same way Iowa fans weren't very happy with Akram Wadley getting the 15-yarder.
Well, this is a lot more demonstrative
than
that.
Yes, I was just going to say, after watching what happened, the forward somersault roll and then the the strike a pose, yeah, I don't think the officials had any different way to go than throw a flag on that one. That was a big play, too.
It was. It continued that drive, and Texas was able to score. And there's a couple other reviews later on in the second half that after Iowa State scored, it appeared that maybe Iowa State recovered the ensuing fumble on the ensuing kickoff.
Right.
I think the review got it right.
Knee was down.
Yeah, and one other call that I thought was close.
The lateral.
Yeah, got it right. So sometimes you get breaks, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you got to create your breaks.
True. 17-7, Texas gets the win, and now Iowa State has Saturday off, and a week from this Saturday, it's an 11 o'clock start over in Norman against the Oklahoma Sooners. Iowa State played well against OU last year, and that was in Ames, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Iowa State is going to creep up on Oklahoma this year. But you never know. But you never know. They got to play the games out there. 319-366-1600. Iowa State fans, would you like to comment on the game last night? Love to hear from you on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line here this afternoon.
Give you a quick President's Cup update. The Americans took a 3.5 to a 1.5 lead in Thursday's first round. Second round underway right now. None of the matches have gone final. Adam Hadwin and Hideki Matsuyama lead 1 up through 15 over that super group, Patrick Reed and Jordan Spieth.
They have just won 16, by the way, to
okay.
tie it.
Up.
Just have tied
okay.
it.
Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, 2 up through 14 over Brendan Grace and Louis Oosthuizen. Mark Leishman and Jason Day, really solid group for the internationals, lead Kevin Kisner and Phil Mickelson, 1 up through 13. Charlie Hoffman and Kevin Chappell routing Anirban Lahiri and Charles Schwartzel, 5 up through 12.
Oh.
And Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson, a couple long hitters, 1 up through 11 over Johnny Vegas and Adam Scott. Now, I was watching earlier Anirban Lahiri making his President's Cup debut. First of all, duck hooked his first tee shot into the lake.
Yeah.
And then a few holes later, he was facing a bunker shot, which he needed a hole to have the hole. And it came up short, so short it rolled back into the bunker. So what did Lahiri do? He took a practice bunker shot, which you can practice putt.
You can't practice a bunker
shot. You
can't
practice a bunker shot, which disqualified him for the next hole. So just an awful opening for Anirban Lahiri.
He'll remember this one for sure. 3:15. Talked about Iowa State and Texas from last night. He also had the Packers and the Bears last night, which all accounts a very strange game, which included a weather delay at the end of the first quarter with that one that took a while to get through. And then, of course, what everyone's talking about today is thankfully, Davante Adams is out of the hospital. He was just overnight for observations. But Danny Trevathan with a big, big hit in that game last mm-hmm. night. That was scary.
99-85 on the text line. Bears should fire John Fox and try to get Jim Harbaugh. I mean, it's a week following a victory over the Steelers in overtime.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But last night, the Bears look awful. Tip your hat to the Packers. But you give up the ball a couple times early in your own territory and give the ball to Aaron Rodgers. You want to keep it out of his hands as much as possible. But and folks talking about maybe it's time for Mitch Trubisky instead of Mike Glennon. They spent $13 million a year on Glennon for whatever reason, traded up to get Trubisky, and now they've got a real quandary on their hands. Listen, Glennon didn't give up 35 points.
No.
He contributed.
Don't get some us
turnovers,
wrong.
He contributed.
Thursday night games are so tough, especially for that road team. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a long road trip or anything like that from Chicago to Green Bay, but it's a lot easier when you're the home team on those Thursday night games.
I don't like them.
But they're here to stay,
Not
Mark.
Because the Bears lost. Oh, of course.
They're here to stay, man. They're not going anywhere because they generate a lot of money for the National Football League out there. But, yeah, I agree with you. I still don't think it's time for Trubisky. I don't throw him in there at this juncture. I don't think it's time to get rid of John Fox yet. Hey, I saw John Fox in Denver. Guy can coach. And he's give him a chance, Bear fans. I think he's going to be just fine for you. People weighing in on both sides as far as a hit that Danny Trevathan had. There is no doubt Danny Trevathan is a very hard football player. Hey, I watched him play for the Denver Broncos for many games in the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
And does he have a little bit of a reputation for that? Yeah, I'm not going to say he doesn't. I don't think he meant to do anything like that, though. I think it was just an unfortunate situation. I'd like to think anyway. But I'm sure he's going to get fined out of the situation. By the way, Odell Beckham just got fined by the National Football League for his...
Raising of the leg?
The raising of the leg, and I've got that figure for you here, Mark, if you would... of course, now that I want it, I can't find it, but it is here, so I will get that to you coming up momentarily. But it was a healthy sum. I will say that. A healthy sum.
Well, the Giants brass didn't like it either. If you missed it, after scoring a touchdown, Beckham kind of crawled and then raised his right leg to just basically
saying that he was peeing on some of the things that have come down as far as the NFL is concerned. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
You think I could find this, right? It's with the President's Cup scores right now, right?
A healthy sum.
Yeah, it was 25K or something like that. So that's what he got as far as that is concerned. What do you think, Bears fans, Packer fans out there? The bottom line is Devontae Adams is out of the hospital. Sounds like he's going to be okay. And hopefully, you know, Trevathan is going to get fine. There's no doubt about that for that hit.
In some respects, I pity the officials because, yes, sometimes these players lead with the head, lead with the shoulders. You can't hit a defensive player, defenseless player above the shoulders. But these guys are moving at a rapid rate of speed. And sometimes they just get into positions where it looks like it might be a targeting or it looks like it might be an illegal hit. But it's almost impossible sometimes for these defensive guys to avoid a hit like that because they're moving in opposite directions and so quickly. So, you know, I'm not going to apologize for some of the defensive players who definitely, you know, try to hit a player above the shoulders, but it's tough, I think.
It is tough. It is tough out there. We're going to talk to Bon Szymanski coming up here in just a couple of minutes. The Iowa volleyball coach. Hawkeyes at home tonight to open the Big Ten portion of the home season. And that'll be coming up at 7 o'clock this evening. Mentioned high school football coming your way tonight as well. Tomorrow we've got Before the Boom at 1 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you. And then immediately following Iowa-Michigan State, probably about 6, 6:15 right in there, it'll be After the Final Gun. We'll be in our studios here on the southwest side. And that also on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up tomorrow. UNI football at 5 o'clock on 1600 AM. Panthers in Carbondale to take on the Salukis of Southern Illinois. And then after we are done with After the Final Gun, we will join up with the big ACC battle between Clemson and Virginia Tech from Blacksburg.
So. You had a good one at the stadium last night, and I was in the vicinity watching a freshman game. And it looked like a whole lot of people turned out for what was part of the 50-year anniversary for Kennedy. Yeah,
huge, huge crowd. On the Kennedy side last night. By the way, I have found the Odell Beckham fine, $12,154. Where do they come up with such a, you know, a sum? What $12,154.24?
They probably said, Odell, how much money do you have at any given time in your pocket? $12,154.
Yeah. Give or take a dollar or two. give or take a dollar or two at that moment anyway. But yeah, that was cool. A lot of the former homecoming queens were back for Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
The very first two homecoming queens were back. So that was pretty neat. A lot of the All-Staters came back last night as well, All-State football players. And that was neat. They were the guests of Kennedy football last night. So. And boy, yeah, the Kennedy community came out, practically filled the side, on the West stands last night at Kingston Stadium.
And a pretty good football game. And,
well, it was a strange one. It was a strange football game. Let's just say that it looked like Kennedy had it under control at 38-14. And then all of a sudden Lindmar got a touchdown, got the onside kick, got another touchdown, got the next onside kick and, hey, got a ball game here. And I know, and Jeff Johnson, I thought, did a really nice job in the paper today of explaining what went on at the end of that game. And the age we live in with the Iowa High School Athletic Association, it's the 17-point rule. Would you...
That's one of the criteria for breaking a tie in a district, right?
Correct. Yeah. Head-to-head, and then comes down to the 17-point rule. And if people were wondering why Kennedy was trying to score on that last drive, they were trying to get it up to 17. Is it a right rule? Is it a wrong rule? I don't know. The Iowa High School Athletic Association in Boone is not going to change the rule. And before you say, well, it's it's poor sportsmanship. Two teams in 4A lost a playoff spot last year because of the 17-point rule. And that's the reasoning why Brian White was trying to get the touchdown there at the end.
I think something should be done about it because it puts coaches like Brian White in a bad situation.
It does.
I don't think some of the Linmar fans understood what was going on. And maybe, you know, trying for another 7 points won't make a difference in the district. But he doesn't know that right now. And it puts him in a position of trying to do something to help his team, do the maximum amount of helping his team to get into a playoff position, or run the risk of appearing to disrespect the opponent.
Right.
And that's a tough position to be in.
Well, it can all be taken care of, I think, in 4A by going to six districts of eight teams. Then you get a couple of wild cards, mm-hmm. and that would help out in a big, big way. So just my 2 cents worth.
Yeah.
And you get more games that mean something. You'll get 7 games that mean something instead of 5 games that mean something.
True enough.
In Class 4A, like they are in every other one. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. Bon Schimansky is going to join us, and we'll talk Iowa volleyball when we return after this here on the Gym Class, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM, back with more after this.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee-off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the two guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke, 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John at TCB Pool Hall on the Pedball next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Soon as we wrap things up, it'll be the KGYM road trip. And they're going to be at Carl and Ernie's today as Todd and Alex down there for the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. We got Jack Dom on today. Adam Rittberg's going to join him today. Also coming up on the show, they will have Love It or Leave It. And then also the Big Hour brought to you at 6 o'clock, I should say.
President's Cup in New Jersey. The U.S. has taken a 4.5 to 1.5 lead over the internationals, Charlie Hoffman and Kevin Chappell, wrapping up a rout over Lahiri and Schwartzel, 6-5. That's gone final.
All right. Very good. We'll talk some Iowa volleyball coming up here in just a little bit. One more thing to get to last night, and yet again, love to hear from Cyclone fans out there. Text us at 319-366-1600. Mark, in this day and age of big business in college sports, Iowa State unveiled their secondary logo last night, the Cyclone. And they put it on the side of the helmets. Today, merchandise has been delivered to many stores in the Des Moines area, West Des Moines area, whatever the case may be. I think you can probably get it online. I haven't checked it, but I'm sure you can get stuff online today. Yay or nay to the secondary logo, the Cyclone?
I like it, but pick one, please.
Wasn't that what a secondary logo is all about?
Why do you need a secondary logo?
Oh, Mark.
Your first one's not good enough?
Mark, we know that. So you can get some more. If you have the original logo and your team is going to wear the secondary logo for that particular day, then you must buy something that has the secondary logo
on it. Oh, okay.
We know how this all works, right?
Okay.
We know how this all works, so that is why, to answer your question.
Speaking of money, 0190 on the text line, do you know where the money goes when players pay a fine? I think it goes into a fund and then it that is donated to charities. Am I right about that? I believe so.
I know a charity is tied in there. Pretty sure charity is tied in there as far as that is concerned. But $12,000 and some change.
Listen, I think the Iowa State logo was pretty sharp.
I like it. I think it's a great logo. I think it's a fantastic logo. But not exactly, you know. And I understand. I get it. It's to help out. It's not bad. I think it's a pretty good secondary logo. A lot of people were yaying or naying about it. So
I'd like to see the third option myself.
Is there a third option? Got to be. Is it coming?
How many logos does KGYM have? One that I know of, right?
We have one.
Okay.
Do we need a secondary logo?
No.
No?
Might make some more money, sure.
What do you think? Did you like the Iowa State secondary logo? Did you not like it? 319-366-1600. Let us know in the text line.
Ryan from Walford, the Cyclone looked like a bugle.
That was what everyone... Now, okay. Before we draw our line in the Iowa State sand here, which is probably what this is going to deteriorate into, right? I know a lot. That's what a lot of the Hawkeye folks were saying last night, having a little fun with it. Does it? Maybe. But like I said, I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it was a lot better than the Iowa State back in the Kreiner days and the Walden days. Used to have a Cyclone logo that had Cyclones written above the funnel, if you will.
One of the texters, 3844, I like Jim Kreiner's logo.
See, I did not like that. I like this Cyclone much better than the Jim Kreiner logo, I think.
Reason one to stick with one logo and one uniform is the Iowa football uniforms with the wings. Years ago. How god-awful were those?
They may have been the worst-looking uniform in the history of college football. Modern-day college
football. Stick with what got you there.
I agree. And why did Iowa do that, Mark? That was...
A little dough?
For a little dough.
Did you see Penn State doing that?
No. Penn State
Not to put Penn State on a pedestal, but...
Penn State...
Their uniforms and helmets are iconic.
Penn State caused
an
uproar because they put their names on the back for a couple years. And people hated it. Hated it. And got rid of it very, very quickly. That's how iconic that uniform is. Alabama uniform, same thing. Oklahoma hasn't changed theirs a whole lot. Ohio State hasn't changed theirs. Michigan hasn't changed theirs a whole lot, so...
Back to the text line, 2325. It is starting to grow on me. I will be interested in how it transfers to other sports, if it will.
Oh, you know there's going to be a basketball uniform that's going to be a secondary one that will have that on it, probably in a gold, right?
9357, I thought the Cyclone logo looked like the Michelin Man wearing a red suit.
The Michelin Man? I don't know about that one.
Isn't he the puffed up guy in white?
Right.
Yeah.
But he's more of a rotund guy. He's got a belly.
What's your nickname?
Made of tires. What?
Cyclones, right? That's your nickname.
Correct.
Run with it.
I have no problem with it. I thought it was okay, and I understand, and I get it. So I can live with it. You're going to see it on... the women's basketball uniforms. You're going to see it on the men's basketball uniforms. You're going to see, there's going to be wrestling singlets, I'm sure, that'll have it. Perhaps they'll incorporate it with the regular uniform as a secondary logo on the short or the side of the singlet or whatever the case may be.
I didn't realize Kevin Dresser's got his wrestling team outside
Before
games. What a brilliant idea that is.
What did you think about that?
I loved it.
I think it's great.
Fans probably loved it, too.
Did the guys love it? Hey, it was probably cooler out there than it was in the wrestling room. But tell you what. Jamie Pollard and his staff have some very good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Very good ideas that they incorporated over the years at Iowa State since Jamie has been there. Getting people into the seats. Now, there were empty seats last night, but and I know people are having an uproar over that last night. There's your Thursday night game. It is hard for people to get to a game like that on a Thursday night. Reason number 758 why the Big Ten should not go to Friday night football games. And by the way, there is one tonight that we will pick coming up in a little bit between Illinois and Nebraska. But not everyone can just drop everything and get to a Thursday night football game after work or take off of work. They've got a project going on. If they've got something that they have, if they have kids' activities, kids' school. You just can't drop everything and leave on a Thursday.
What's worse, Iowa State not selling out last night or Iowa not selling out last Saturday against Penn State? You can give your multitude of reasons for each.
Absolutely.
But the fact is, neither program sold out on a premier night.
Does that say something?
No.
319-366-1600 as we have a few minutes here before we have our Carl and Ernie's pick six. We'll try to get Bon Szymanski back on and reschedule him for later on. Kyle gave me the thumbs up on that, so we will go ahead and do that.
Yeah, match tonight against Wisconsin. I believe, yeah.
Yep,
a nationally rated program.
Who isn't in the Big Ten volleyball?
Yeah.
Some very good volleyball programs out there, and they will try to get things done tonight down at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, and that will begin at 7 o'clock. I don't know how to answer your question as far as the attendance. I would have to probably say, I'd have to probably say Iowa. Just because of the Thursday night factor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, farmers are getting ready to harvest as well. You know, you got a lot of things going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that all... I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole.
More Iowa Penn State tickets, $90, $95, something like that.
$95.
I don't know what they were for Iowa State, Texas last night. I didn't check into it.
Probably not $95.
Probably not.
But still, I can give Iowa State a pass because they have had very loyal fans over to see some not great football over the last 10 years. So, I can definitely give Iowa State people a pass for that, and I think it had a lot to do for the Thursday night game. 319-366-1600 here at 336 as we come your way on the Friday edition of the show. We're going to check in with the guys down at Carl and Ernie's. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit, and we'll get together for our pick six. I've got Kyle's picks. Hopefully Sean can join us down at Carl and Ernie's and get together and see if you can win 4 out of 5 in this little shebang.
I'm going to give it a shot. Strange night tonight. We talked about it a bit yesterday. No Friday night football game at Kingston Stadium.
Nope.
Doesn't mean you won't be behind a mic.
No, we're in Marion tonight.
Yeah, center point Urbana in Marion. And that should be a good ball game there.
Yep.
But, Kingston dark on a Friday night.
We were trying to think the last time it happened, and John Hegarty said he was talking to Bob Ask. There was a snow out. That impacted a game on a Friday night way back in the day. And that may have been the last one. It had to be either a game that was postponed due to snow or a game that eventually got called off because of rain. Now, I was there for a LaSalle
game. I was too.
Game that was called off.
Yep, I was too.
And that's the last I can remember, but I don't remember. That wasn't a Friday, though.
We're talking regular season game.
Right.
Regularly scheduled game. Who would know better than Bob Ask? Not only historian at Jefferson, but he lives just not far from the stadium and follows high school sports like No, he still goes to every game, Scott. 90-some years old.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, he would know. He would know that. But Kingston will not have a game tonight. That will be weird driving by there if you're en route or coming home. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We get the panel together and have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 for you. So stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free one-year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualify new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
We've reached it, the point where the only way to make Tuesdays any better is by having more boneless wings. That's why here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration where if you order boneless wings at full price, you'll get another of the same size for free. This works for dine-in or takeout. Every little bit counts. And on Tuesdays, every boneless wing counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, get any 5 quarts of Valvoline Premium Conventional Oil and an STP filter for $24.99 or an extended life filter for $2 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Napa Know-How.
If you've ever come close to leaving an entire counter full of items at checkout just because someone asked you to join a rewards program, we feel your pain. Luckily, there's Napa Rewards. Joining is easy, and if you can simply remember your phone number, you can get $5 back on your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So join Napa Rewards today and start saving money with every purchase. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.52%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, KGYM.
Back at 3:41 on the Friday edition of the gym class, the Carl and Ernie's, they will be hosting the road trip coming up with the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn, and we're going to check in with the guys coming up here in just a moment. Got a few more texts regarding the Iowa State secondary logo, though, Mark.
40-77, it looked like Bugles, the snack chip.
I think we covered that.
42.95. Terrible Cyclone logo. Looked cheap, and Iowa didn't sell out because it got lots. I'm sorry, I can't read them.
You can't or you won't.
I should have read it before I started reading it.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right. We need to bring in the guys from down at Carl and Ernie's on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Apropos, because, of course, Carl and Ernie's is the sponsor of our Pick 6, and we are going to get to that right now as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn team is down there. We have Kyle's picks. We are here and ready to go. Gentlemen, good afternoon. How is everything in Iowa City?
I'm just curious, Scott, if we were really quiet for the next 3 minutes, what you guys would be talking about.
Well,
probably Mark, Twins baseball, Todd.
Mark asked if KGYM had a secondary logo.
Well, we could probably come up with one. We are. You mentioned Carl and Ernie's. That's where the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire is going to be today. And always great to be on this part of Iowa City and watching a little Cubs-Reds baseball right now and gearing up for the postseason. Mm. Sean even is talking about hanging some W flags at his bars. So one member of the panel in particular may look at investing in a W flag. Let's run down the standings here really quick. I am in dead last, 9-15 this year. Doesn't surprise me. Sean is 10-14. Scott, you are in fourth place right now with an 11-13 record, but you do have a one overall win for the week. Kyle is 13-11. Alex is 14-10. And then there's Mr. Mark Dukes, who is 16-8, picking games against the spread and has three weekly wins on his record.
Wow.
Mark's going to come out and he's not going to give his picks for free anymore.
if I pay for the tickets on Allegiant tomorrow morning, you going to go to the desert with me?
Absolutely. Get somebody else to do the post game, Todd. Let's go.
Hey, I forgot about the whole Iowa-Michigan State game tomorrow. Let's go ahead and get started here. Of course, one of our listeners is going to win a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West here in Iowa City. We'll start in the SEC with Mississippi State at Auburn, and Auburn is a 9.5-point favorite this weekend.
I almost always will take the underdog in the SEC, and this is one of those times. Give me Mississippi State.
Kyle is also, he is going to take Mississippi State and clang that cowbell.
I'll take Mississippi State here as well. I know nothing of this game other than the fact that the teams were in the rankings, and that's why I put it on there.
Mississippi State had that huge win against LSU and then got shellacked last week. So I think they're going to be out for blood. I think they keep it close, and I'll go with Mississippi State.
Sean?
Is it right to say my money's on Auburn?
You just did.
You like Auburn to cover the 9.5.
I'll take Auburn.
Okay.
I like Dan Mullen as a coach, and I'm with Alex. I think he's going to come back, so we'll put Sean on an island here. I'm going to take the Bulldogs.
All right, from the SEC, we go to the Pac-12, USC at Washington State. Washington State's getting 3.5 at home here.
Kyle's up first, and Kyle is going to take USC.
I'm going to take USC as well. I'm a big fan of Mike Leach. He was one of the very first guests that we ever had on the afternoon program six and a half years ago, whenever it was.
In the middle of the ocean.
He was out in international waters doing God knows what, but he picked up the phone and gave us a call. USC is just the better team here. I'll take him on the road.
I'm going to get to this during Love It or Leave It during our show, but this is prime time for Mike Leach. A night game in Pullman. His team is in the top 20. Their offense is led by a guy who's going to be a top 10 draft pick in Luke Falk. USC has struggled through their first four games. Give me Washington State to win the game.
You just don't stride into Pullman. Sean's up.
I'm with Alex. I like Washington State, and I'm a big Leach fan. So I'm going to go with Washington State at home to win.
Fight on. I'm going with USC just because I like Will Ferrell.
I'm going to make it an even split. Darnell's already thrown six interceptions, and it seems like anybody goes to the state of Washington, weird things happen. Give me Washington State.
I'm starting to think that I should have researched these games, but if I do that, then I'm not going to be 9-15 anymore. Let's go. There is a game being played in Big Ten country tonight in Champaign, Illinois, hosts Nebraska, and the Huskers are a road favorite of 6 points. And why do I have to start with this one?
Why not?
Illinois is a bad football team. I don't think Nebraska's a terrible football team. They've just got a whole lot of bad juju around them right now. Can Nebraska win that game on the road by 7 points or more? I am going to... Oh, God, this is against all my better judgment. I'm going to take Nebraska to cover on the road.
I'm with you on this one. This line, I wouldn't touch it. The way that Nebraska looked against Rutgers at home, the way they've been playing the past few weeks, but then there's Illinois, who really is just a bad team. I'll flip a coin. I'll say Illinois.
Illinois. Sean's up. I have a feeling I know which way he's leaning.
Illinois is a bad team, but Nebraska's a bad program. I think they get embarrassed. I think Illinois wins this game outright. Honestly, I think Illinois wins this game.
Friday night game. Reading the Champaign papers, this is not even the biggest game in town. There's a high school game between two of the teams that's going to be getting more headlines than this one. I think Illinois keeps it close. Nebraska might win it, but I'll take Illinois getting 6 points.
Sean, you study these lines. This is a weird line, is it not? 6 points?
It's a scary line. They want everybody to jump on Nebraska. Illinois is going to win that game.
Not going to do it. Give me Illinois.
Attaboy.
Kyle's got Illinois, too. So, Todd, you're on an island, man.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's not a very good one.
Alex took Nebraska, too, didn't he?
Oh, no.
He took Illinois.
Oh,
okay.
It's an island surrounded by water. Lots of water. Maryland at Minnesota. If you want to lose a bar bet, you could come into Carl and Ernie's today and bet somebody $100 that there's nobody in the bar that could sing the Maryland fight song. But I think we've got somebody here who could do just that. So if you want to lose that bet, join us here. Maryland, my Maryland, on the road at Minnesota. And P.J. Fleck and the Gophers, a heavy favorite in this one tomorrow, 12.5 points. Can you hear him in the background? Yes.
Get that man a drink.
12.5 points.
This is, by the way,
in 11 a.m. kickoff on FS1.
This is mine to start with?
Yes.
Maryland last week with their third-string quarterback got embarrassed by UCF. I'm going to go with Minnesota. I like Minnesota to win this. Maryland's banged up. They don't have their starting quarterback. Give me Minnesota.
Is it me?
It's you, yeah, man.
All right. Got everything. Everything's telling me Minnesota, but Rob's here, so I'm going to go with Maryland.
There you go. I like that. It's not going to influence my decision because Maryland may have Cal Ripken being their quarterback coming up. I will take Minnesota.
I don't think too much is being made of this quarterback situation. Maryland, we know what it did in the season opener, albeit with two of the quarterbacks. But I could see this being a 32-20 game. So give me a Maryland.
Hook. Mark loves the hook. Kyle likes Minnesota and Goldie. Todd?
I am going to go with Minnesota here. The Fleckening, like the awakening. PJ Fleck and the Gophers. I think they're going to put the points up this weekend. And remember, to those of you listening, I am 9-15 on the year.
Game five.
Game number five, Northwestern at Wisconsin. And this is a pretty good rivalry game between these two schools. But Wisconsin is favored by 14.5 points tomorrow at Camp Randall Stadium. We've got the TV information in front of me on that one. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff on ABC.
Sean's
that's
up.
That's an ABC game?
Yeah.
Wow. Must be bad games tomorrow. I'm going to go with Northwestern. Why not?
Yeah, it's a lot of points. Scott?
A lot of points.
Love the hook. Love the hook on this one. And Northwestern just has that uncanny ability to come up with a doozy when you least expect it. And I think it's going to be tomorrow. Might not win, but give me 14.5 points in the Cats.
This is another one of those lines that just kind of a head-scratcher. 14.5. Huh?
That's a weird one.
I'm going to go Wisconsin.
What's Kyle got?
Kyle also is going with Bucky Badger.
Boy, if the hook wasn't there, I would think that the trap was baited here to try to get you to take Northwestern. But the line the first time I saw it this week was 14. You know what? No, I'm going to take Northwestern in the points, and I am 9-15 on the year.
I'll go with Northwestern as well against all my better judgment.
All right, final game.
final game.
We have the final envelope, Karnak.
We are breaking it down tomorrow on the FM frequencies on KGYM. It is a 3 o'clock kickoff. So, Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, but 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for Before the Boom?
Correct.
107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM. 60 minutes of Hawkeye talk regarding this team. Remember the last time Iowa and Michigan State met? 2015 in Indianapolis at the Big Ten Championship game. The Spartans are a 3.5-point favorite tomorrow for our purposes. The line has moved, though. Total points scored in the Northern Iowa-Southern Illinois game will be our tiebreaker this week.
What direction did the line move?
It's heading in the wrong way if you're a Hawkeye fan.
Oops.
Yeah. I'm up, right?
You are up, Scott.
All right. These two teams historically have played close games, low scoring, physical. I think it's going to be exactly that way again tomorrow. So I will take Iowa in the 3.5 points. And
I'm going to go by history.
He's got to give his time. Look, Mark, I don't care if you're 16-8. You don't bulldoze over somebody on your own team.
I'm 60. I'm a man, Todd. Come on.
Give me 44, and hopefully you and I win tomorrow.
Dukes, right. Were you actually tailgating today?
No.
All right.
No.
Okay. All right, Mark.
I apologize to my fellow panelists.
That's okay.
All right, Mark.
Now it's your turn.
I agree with Scott. History says that this is going to be a close game, so give me Iowa in 53.
Kyle has Iowa in 60.
Okay. I am picking tomorrow. You'll read it in the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and, of course, we'll talk about it on Before the Boom. I took Michigan State to win the game 17-14, even though I said Iowa is the better team there. The line movement, the last time that I saw it, Michigan State was about a 5.5 to 6-point favorite. This is big money coming in on Michigan State. I'm going to still stay true to my original intent here. I'm going to take Michigan State and the points. I think they win the game. And then as a tiebreaker, boy, I talked to Alex a lot about that Southern Illinois team because they just played Memphis last week, and I've watched enough UNI to know that it's going to be a tough season from here on out for UNI. So go ahead and give me 58.
I'm going to say that Iowa. I'm going to go with Iowa here, and I like that 52 number. Was that you, Mark?
I had 53, Alex.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't. I'll say that SIU takes a little bit of a step back in points because they're going to be playing a defense that isn't dying of heat exhaustion. So I'm going to go with 47.
Inside information right there. By the way, an Egyptian dog of speed and agility. A Saluki.
Saluki, yes. Little Egypt is the area around Carbondale. That's why they are the Salukis. Scott, you have the strategic advantage of going last.
No, I went first. Sean has got to go.
Oh, Sean, I'm sorry.
I'll go last. Going to take the Hawks. I think they're going to win. I really do. I think they're going to win tomorrow. There's not going to be a letdown. And I'll go with 76 points on that other game.
Am I on another island?
You are on another island.
I'm 9-15 here this year, folks. Keep that in mind as you call 319-366-1600. You're going to attach yourselves to one of the six prognosticators. And whoever does the best job this week, odds are it's not going to be me. You're going to take home a $30 gift card to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub here in Iowa City. Highway 1 West, right by the Eagles Club.
Absolutely.
And next to Finn and Feather. Sean, what are the specials here?
We got what's called reverse happy hour here. It starts at 2, ends at 6. $3 domestic steins, $2.50 domestic bottles, $2.50 wells. And then happy hour starts again at 10 o'clock tonight until close. We'll see everybody here tomorrow for the game with $4, 32-ounce domestic draws and $8.99 double cheeseburger baskets.
Ooh.
All right. Sounds good. 319-366-1600. Six callers, six contestants, one winner.
And if you've been a winner, thank you, Sean. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yes, and if you've been a winner on the pick six in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to win again. And one last reminder for everybody before we go. I'm 9-15 on the season.
All right. We'll hear from you guys coming up just past the top of the hour, all right?
If we're lucky.
All right. Mark, we will talk tomorrow during the pregame and the postgame.
You bet. Pregame 1 o'clock and postgame immediately following Michigan State and Iowa.
Yep, that'll be coming up tomorrow on Saturday. Everyone have a great, great weekend, and we'll talk to you tonight out of Thomas Park in Marion for Marion and CPU football at about 7 o'clock. Have a great weekend.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin & Stocker began when Willow was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there. We'll be right back.